Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com and my election spotlight on the Florida House District 86 race. You have incumbent Democrat Representative Matt Wilhite, and he's being challenged by Republican Susan Koufdakis Rivera. And we have Representative Wilhite on the line with us. Matt, thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks, Joel. Thanks for having me again. And obviously, I appreciate everything you do to obviously let people know what candidates their stance is and what they're looking for in the policy they're trying to set for the state of Florida. It's always good to keep voters informed.
You know, elections have consequences, and we want to make sure people, you know, get out and vote for who they feel would be the right candidates. And let's kind of backtrack on you. It's so hard for me to keep track of who spent how many years in what seat. And how many terms, if you were to win in November, would this be your third term? Am I correct there? Or?
Yes, I'm running for re-election right now for my third term. I served two terms, which they're two-year terms, so 4 years in the Florida House of Representatives so far, and just trying to seek another 2 years to try and represent the people of District 86. I've been lucky and fortunate enough that they've voted for me and sent me there, and I'm hoping that they'll honor me with their vote again and have the trust and faith in me to continue serving.
All right. You served 8 years as a U.S. Navy corpsman, and I believe you're still currently a firefighter, correct?
I am. I'm still working for Palm Beach County Fire Rescue. I'm just finishing up with my 25th year there. And as you said, I did 8 years as a Navy corpsman, and then I also served on the Village of Wellington Council for 8 years serving this area. So, you know, I find that, and I've said this, and it's not just rhetoric, you know, I talk to my sons about what's going on and what's happening in our country, and I tell them, you know, if there's anything you want to change, you have to be involved, and you have to be a part of it. You can't just sit back and complain about it. So, you know, I've tried to set the example for them that through service, that and whether it be elected or military or public service in the fire department, you know, in order to really make a change and to really help people, you need to actually be right there in the midst of it. And sometimes it's hard. You have to work for it, whether it be elections or whether it be going to the fire academy or, you know, not everybody agrees with you as an elected official, but you know, that's what we do, and that's what we should do, is trying to serve our community and make it a better place. And the only way to do that is actually getting out there and rolling your sleeves up and working for people.
You have had, I guess we're going on 4 years in the legislature. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about some of the legislation that you've worked on and gotten through.
Well, you know, I think I've been able to work on a lot of good legislation. And I've been able, so far in the 4 years I've been there, pass 14 pieces of legislation that the governors have signed into law. A lot of public safety stuff. You know, just this last session, I passed two things that I think are really important to people. And one is dealing with prescription drugs, and the other is dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. So this is going to create the prescription drugs is an automated pharmacy machine. It's a kiosk that you would walk up to and talk to a licensed pharmacist on a TV screen, and they would be able to dispense some medications to you, up to 600 medications, no narcotics, and you would get it filled right there after some, you know, checks, and make sure, they check it to make sure it's you, and they see you and talk to you and make sure it's your medication, and then you could get back in your car and go. And this, obviously, during this pandemic would be good because you wouldn't have to go into a store, you wouldn't have to wait in line, or you wouldn't have to come back a second time. You could, you know, talk to a person on a TV screen.
Right.
The second thing is creating a Alzheimer's dementia director for the state of Florida under Elder Affairs. And so, you know, there's 550,000 people in the state of Florida diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And this, you know, and again, neither one of these issues that I just talked about have anything or any bipartisan aspect or discussion of that, because there is no partisanship to prescription drugs or to Alzheimer's patients. So, you know, I think when we work on things that are important to people, partisanship doesn't matter. And we work what's best for people. And those are two bills that I just passed this last legislative session. And so the governor signed both of those, and hopefully those will be helping everyday Floridians as of today.
Yeah, what is the update specifically on that? Because I remember talking to you about the prescription drug one, the automated pharmacy systems, I think is what it's called. What is the update on that? It was passed, and so what happens next?
Well, it was already available for hospices or nursing homes. And what we made it available for was community pharmacies. So your Walgreens or your Walmart or your neighborhood pharmacy or your Schaefer's Drugs could buy one of these machines, and they would have it at their store, and they would maintain it, and they would fill it and be responsible for the aspects of it. And so it would just be another extended opportunity. That's a better word I'm looking for, sorry.
Or an extension. That'd be fine.
An extension to their customers to be able to get medications 24 hours a day, potentially. And so, the Board of Pharmacy is just going to write the rules on it, and I'm sure they're going to be very close to what's already in state law, like I say, for the hospices or nursing homes. And, any one of these places could buy them and start utilizing them in their store right now.
So the Board of Pharmacies, the ball's in their court, so to speak, at this point.
Well, they had to write the rules for it, and like I say, a lot of that was already done. So I would say any pharmacist could buy one right now and start working towards that process and getting it going.
Yeah.
And make, especially during this pandemic, to make it easier for people to have less personal contact or worry about social distancing or things like that. These are in many other states that are already working and doing it. So, again, it's just an opportunity if people want to use it. If they don't like it, they can still go into the pharmacy and get their prescription drugs filled. But I'm sure people said the same thing when ATMs came out. People work hard for their money, and to trust it in a machine. It took them probably a little while to get over it, but this is the same thing. If you have a diabetic medication or if you have an allergy or something, high blood pressure medicine, these are the things that will be readily available in this machine.
Yeah, I could picture, and it should be noted that you started, your work on this long before we knew there was going to be a pandemic, for sure. But I think you're right. Right now, especially, you go up and use it. You don't have to deal with anybody else. Then you squeeze some sanitizer in your hands when you're done, and you drive off. So definitely [S2] Sure. [S1] could come in handy right now. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about any one of the other issues that you feel is very important right now to talk about.
Well, I mean, obviously the things that's on people's minds right now is this pandemic, how's it going to affect us? Can we stop the spread? Have we slowed it down? Is there a drug coming for it, a vaccine coming for it? But I guess what's probably second to that is, do people have their ability to pay their rent or their electric bill? Do they still have an income? Do they have a job? Can they keep the doors open on their business? Can they keep their employees on the books to keep them until things come around? So, I think come the legislative session in March, I think probably one of the biggest topics that we're going to talk about probably will be our unemployment system in Florida and, how we deal with businesses and stuff. Government basically was the one that chose to shut the country down, rightfully so. We had to slow the curve and the pandemic, but now that we've done that, the burden is on us to make sure that we have the right things in place to bring it back. And some disagree on how we did that, how fast, how bad the virus spread, what we can do for it, but I think everyone agrees that for the 211,000 people who have lost a family member, this virus is real, and so we need to do whatever we can to try and come up with a vaccine and treat people and take care of them the best we can, because this is ultimately has changed and shaped, the lives of and future lives of people when kids are at home, not in schools, or businesses are closing down after people have worked at it for years and put everything they had into their own business and they can't keep it open. So I think it's important that these are some of the things we're going to talk about in the upcoming legislative session, should I be reelected.
One of the things in my conversation with your challenger, and obviously this is where the partisan part would come in. Unfortunately, it's the nature of the beast, right, in politics. When you have a partisan race like this, you're the Democrat, she's the Republican. One of the things that she had mentioned was that you spend too much time on social media focusing on the national things, whether it be Trump or anything else, and not enough time on District 86. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to address that.
Well, I guess as a challenger, and as you said, any race, people can say anything you would like. I've never tried to say anything negative about my opponent. I just met her a few weeks ago for the first time, actually. I've been in elected office for, 12 years in this area and pretty involved, like I said, in the fire department, all these other things. But I will tell you something that was mentioned on her website. Used a word in there that I've never been called in my life. Never one person has been able to call me the word that was used on her website, and that's lazy. I am not lazy. I work each and every day as hard as I can for the people of District 86 and of Florida, because we vote on, obviously, statewide issues. I just don't believe in that rhetoric. I think social media is an important part of what we do. It's certainly an important part of what we do during a pandemic. I hold as many town hall meetings as I can. I participate in as many meetings as I can, go to as many cities as I can. I usually do legislative wrap-ups. I've filed multiple local bills for cities, which would, you know, that we represent. So, again, I think that's just campaign rhetoric, because I've never, that would almost segue into the thing of calling me lazy. And I completely dispute that idea that that's me at all. My staff and I work each and every day as hard as we can to help people, and we'll continue to keep doing that. And I will tell you, probably it'd be pretty hard for us to find someone to say that I'm not accessible in one way, shape, or form, whether it's my phone, my email, my office, whatever ways it is. We send out newsletters monthly. We send them out every week during session to communicate with people. And I certainly would say I don't focus on national politics. Of course, they're important, but I represent the state of Florida and this district, and I think I'm very proud with my record of what I've done for it.
All right. Anything else before we wrap up?
Well, no, I would just say that I would humbly ask for people's vote on November 3rd, or if they're sending in a ballot, or if they're going to early voting, I would ask for their vote. Matt Wilhite for District 86, and allow me to honor and serve you two more years in the Florida legislature.
All right. Matt Wilhite, the incumbent Democrat, State House, District 86. Thank you for joining me in my election spotlight.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate everything you do.